Our last takeout comes from you, our listeners. All week we've been talking about the war in Afghanistan. 8 years since it first began. 8 years today. We're hearing your stories.
My name is Zach Barnes from New Hampshire. I served in the United States Army for 4 years, and then I served in Afghanistan from January 2006 to January 2007. People say it's getting worse. I think our situation is getting slightly better. People are starting to focus more on what in the past has been called the Forgotten War. And when we were there in 06, we really felt almost like we were forgotten. Everything everyone ever heard in the news was about Iraq.
You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We got the story of one person who really changed his life because of the Afghan War.
My name's Cliff Russell. I entertained troops in 2004 at several different Middle Eastern locations on behalf of my brother's death as a firefighter in 911.
We're going to continue talking about the war in Afghanistan all week. Today is the 8-year anniversary, and we're wondering, what is your story? Have you changed your life because of the Afghan War? Have you served? Has someone in your life served? And what are your ideas about what's happened? Have they changed since the war began all the way up until the 8-year mark today? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. John, I think probably the 8-year anniversary has snuck up on some people.
I think so.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.